Blog Talk Radio.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that
we fall down, but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
Get up.
Back up.
We fall down.
Oh my, 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 we get back up again.
For
a yes, yes. Oh, yes, oh. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
stay long.
But we get
back up again. We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that. We rise back up again.
For a
sinner, sinner. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody say it now.
We fall down.
Sometimes,
but we get up.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh. Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide. Run to his arms. Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
fall down, but we're blessed enough to get back up. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Men of Faith and Action radio show, where we bring that testimony to you every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Want to shout out all the callers that are in the call queue. We see you there. At any moment when you're ready to speak, go ahead and press that 1. I'm going to go ahead and bring in my big bro, Cocaine, into the building. How you doing this beautiful Sunday, bro?
Hey, what's happening with it, fam? Peace and blessings to you, Justified, and peace and blessings out to everybody out there. Hope your day is good. God bless, as we are all blessed.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Started off the show with a new selection, an old song with a new selection here on Mafia, and it was that We Fall Down, But We Get Back Up, you know, by Donnie McClurkin. And that's such a powerful message, because sometimes, you know, we get into a position where we see ourselves down and sometimes don't know how to get back up. And it's platforms like these where you can come and join your faith with other brothers and sisters that'll help you get back up, you know, that'll pull you back up. So we welcome you all here on Mafia, and just know that if you're down right now, that you can get back up, and that's all that's required is for you to get back up. And
oh,
the blessings continue to flow, you know?
That's the name of it, you know, get back up. It's one of the things that help make everything make sense is a prayer life. You got to practice praying no matter what. You know, it's things that we're incapable of being without. If we don't have the Lord, you know, help on every endeavor or every situation that we have, whether it's good or bad, you know, we'll lose our way. You know what I mean? And some of the things out there, you know, when God convicts you and you start feeling in your spirit certain things, that's an indication that he's changing you from the inside to the out. And that's when you get up and push forward, because it's not an overnight process. And you continue to push towards the Lord and just praise him, you know. So the practice, prayer is everything. That's the voice, direct voice, and the personal relationship that you have with God is to continue to pray. You know, sometimes we think we can do it on our own, and we just can't. We got to continue to pray. So a person's life, you know, you can always tell a person's life has certain calmness to it and certain sovereignty to it, is because they're practicing prayer. And that's one of the things that will put your burden back on your shoulder and everything else. Once you give it to God, you got to continue to pray on it. Because prayer not only heals, it changes things. So we hope everybody listening to Mafia Radio out there that you be encouraged to, no matter what's going on, continue to pray, because the worst battle in the world is yourself, and it's in your mind. And prayer changes those things and guilt that it lifts that monkey off your back, that guilt and certain things that will hold you there and that will not advance you. So, you know, for us to be encouraged by prayer, it's only the grace of God that's allowing us to have a direct voice between ourselves and him. And, you know, the Lord Yeshua intercedes on all our behalf, because he came to do the will of the Father. And the Lord Yeshua was always praying. You know, we celebrate him, yes, what he did, but we also got to look at the fact that he was always praying. So, you know, praise God for that insight to give to somebody out there, and hopefully you can be encouraged by some of the things Brother Justified is going to play today, and certain things we can talk, and that's what it's about, you know, praying. So my prayer for everybody is that everybody has a good prayer life and continue to pray every single day.
Amen to that. And on that note, I'd like to go into this, couple paragraphs that's in this book that I, you know, read from time to time here on Mafia's Jesus Calling, which is a daily devotional book. And this insert, you know, that read has stuck out with me the other day. It was on August 29th. It was the reading for that. And it goes right along with where we're at right now. So I actually was going to go into today's reading, which I will do that also, but with what we were just speaking on right now, I want to go back to that, and I'm going to read it. And it says, "Demonstrate your trust in me by sitting quietly in my presence. put aside all that is waiting to be done and refuse to worry about anything. This sacred time together strengthens you and prepares you to face whatever the day will bring. By waiting with me before you begin the day's activities, you proclaim the reality of my living presence. This act of faith, waiting before working, is noted in the spirit world, where your demonstration of trust weakens principalities and powers of darkness. The most effective way to resist evil is to draw near me. When you need to take action, I will guide you clearly through my spirit and my word. The world is so complex and overstimulating that you can easily lose your sense of direction. Doing countless unnecessary activities will dissipate your energy. When you spend time with me, I restore your sense of direction. As you look to me for guidance, I enable you to do less but accomplish more. And then it leads you to Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 25. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. And consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" And that's just something, you know, that talks about that, spending time with God and, you know, trusting him for everything and going to him before doing anything. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but, you know, practice makes perfect. And like you said, you have to practice prayer. You have to make it a point, you know, whether it's one time a day, two times a day, three times a day. Get a schedule going. Set aside a time, you know, to communicate with God. And sometimes not just talk to God, but to be quiet and listen to God, because he will speak to you. And just wanted to share that reading. I think, you know, the same tools that encourage me, you know, throughout my week and, you know, from day to day, you know, it's my responsibility to bring those things to Mafia and share them, you know, with our brothers and sisters that join their faith with ours every Sunday. You dig?
Yeah, that's why, yeah, going back to what you said, you're right on time, brother. You know, that's why it's peace, the Prince of Peace. You know, God was always talking about peace. Peace, peace. You want peace in our life. And it's in that stillness that where you can profoundly hear the voice of God, because you can't hear God if you always talking and you always thinking too much. That's the problem. If you can think too much, you won't know who God is. But if you just sometimes just sit down, be still, shut everything off, just you by yourself in the room, and if you're still enough, you will profoundly hear his voice loud and clear. And that's what it's about, you know, meditating on that word. That's what prayer does. It allows you to meditate on what God's word is and what he has for you in his life. And in that stillness, that's where direction comes in. You can start hearing things. And you can start receiving things of the Spirit and different discernment and gifts that God got for you. You know, and plus it'll make you feel good when you're at peace. Whenever your peace is interrupted, remember Satan came to interrupt your peace. He came, therefore, to steal your joy. So the good thing about the Word of God is it allows us to stay in that peace no matter what's going on.
Amen to that. And sometimes, you know, people on the outside that don't get it, you know what I mean? They definitely want to come and disrupt your peace and want to know, hey, why are you so calm? I heard this was going on. I heard you was dealing with that. Why are you so calm? Why are you smiling? Well, because I have joy and I have a peace that passes understanding, and that's something that, you know, God promises those that build and develop relationships with him, that he'll give you a peace that passes your understanding. The whole world could be going crazy and you could sit there in the middle of that storm like Jesus on that boat when, you know, the waves are crashing, the disciples was going crazy, like, what's happening? And Jesus is in the cut sleeping like, what's wrong with y'all? This is the peace that I have for you. Why are you tripping? Oh, ye a little faith. You know what I mean? So no matter the storm, if we take it to God, we can get provided with that peace of mind that just, you know, it's not that the trouble has disappeared. It's that you just can go through it peacefully and know that it's going to come out. You know, the rain is going to stop. Don't panic. You know what I mean? This ain't Katrina right here. You know what I mean? You're going to live through this. So, you know, we just got to lock into that spirit, big bro. And, you know, it's where we should be grace, when we focus on grace. And I think that should be the church's biggest assignment, is to preach grace, because all the other things mean nothing if you don't understand and get grace. You know what I mean? All the promises of the Bible don't apply to those if they haven't accepted and stepped into their grace. And the grace is the fact that we're not perfect. The grace is that we still mess up and we don't deserve nothing that God has for us, but he gives it to us despite those things. That's where grace falls in. So a lot of people, you know, I got to do this, I got to get that, I got to be here, I got to make this happen before I can do this. No, come as you are. That's what he say. And a lot of people, you know, take that come as you are and they try to apply it to dress code. No, it doesn't. It means come as you are inside. Come toe up, filthy, high, drunk, whatever it is, if you come to him, you know what I mean, those things will eventually change, because when you know better, you do better. And but if you're not going to a place to hear that.
Mm-hmm. It starts with that prayer, brother. It all goes back to praying, you know, pray every single day. I got up this morning and prayed, and God gave me some conviction, and we all need conviction in our lives. You know, it really tears down guilt. It really tears down all these old ill will feelings that you know don't have nothing to do with your assignment. And God gave me conviction this morning, and the conviction that he gives you, you're not going to like it. It's just like if you have something in your hand and God say, give it away, but you be like, no, God, no, you sure you want me to give this away? Even as you're giving it away, you know, like a tithe or something, whatever it is, you know, the flesh wants to hold back and the flesh wants to make excuses while to hold on to it. But then when you actually let go of what's in your hand, you'll see all the blessings that God will return through you, double the proportion. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about first your health. I'm talking about second your spirituality. I'll talk about your relationship with your family, et cetera. So, you know, just yesterday I had to give up something, but I had to do it because, you know, what you do for others is the same thing what you don't, it's vice versa. You know, what you do on others, you won't reciprocate it back. And that's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? That's what God expects us to do, is to go ahead and after we pray, is to really take for what we ask the Lord and really move by action. And that's what a prayer life does, you know, because I got on my knees and prayed, you know, I no matter how much I wanted to hold on to it in my hand, and I know I was like, man, I need this, but I had to give it up. I had to. You know, it was compelling. And then when I did, it just, you know, the first 5 seconds, I ain't going to lie, I was like, I still feel the same. I didn't want to give that up. But you know what? After that, I just felt like, you know what, Lord? That's the right thing to do. And I felt good about it. You know? And see, if I had not said that prayer, I probably would have held on to that. I ain't even going to lie. Hey, because I'm a sinner. And I repent all the time. You know, I'm trying to do, you know, it's always room for improvement when the Lord comes in. Praise God. But that's what it's about, man. He wants to reward you. And he wants us to be selfless in giving. Not that we, you know, he don't want your McDonald's money. He wants you to be selfless. And one of the ways that you give is prayer. Yes. You can't, it's not nothing that God, you can't give God. It's not like you say, here God, go $1 billion. Here go this. Here go 3 Rolls Royces and all the boxing championships I can give you, Lord. Here you go. They can't do none of that. One thing you can give him is prayer. And the reason why you pray, and you really pray all the time, because you love God. You love his grace. You love the fact that he gave you undeserved favor. Because he ain't got to wake you up in the morning. That's the first indication that my grace is upon you. So that prayer, man, is prayer is everything. Those that pray more have a more comfortable life. And it's not just being about being in a comfort zone, but being comfortable in your spirit. While everything else is happening around you, you're more comfortable in your spirit when you talk to the Lord and spend some time. And those, show me somebody who has an erratic way of thinking and different things, well, their prayer life is poor. You have to practice praying more. You have to do it like if you had your best cushion in the world, Yo, whatever it is that seems to make you happy for the moment. No, that has to be really 10th and 11th on the list. Number one is when you get up in the morning before you roll your joint or whatever you do,
talk to the Lord, because that's more important than your joint. That's more important than the suppression you cut from. That's more important than how you look, or if you don't look fresh or you do look fresh. Talk to God. He's waiting all the time. You know, and that's the good thing about it. He's 24/7. 24/7, even in your sleep, unconditionally, you can pray to God. And once you get what you pray to God and you practice even more, you start to feel that conviction. And when you feel that conviction, then God can change you from the inside to the out, because God got to change first things first, is your heart. He has to change the way we think. He has to change our attitudes. He has to change the climate of our weather. And see, that's what prayer does. So, you know, hopefully y'all hear this and continue to talk to the Lord. If you talk to him one time a day, that's good. But then you'll get into the moment to where you start to talk to him two and three times. I catch myself talking to God all the time because I can't help it, because I know it's me versus me. And, you know, that's what prayer does, works in my life. And those that have a strong prayer in their life are able to see some things and miracles happen, not only for themselves, but for others.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when you go to that word, you know, that you opened up with as far as conviction, it's like, you know, when you start, you know, feeling bad about things that you still do, that's, to me, that's a good sign, that because some people move through and do things and don't think twice about it. You know, it's some things, you know, that, you know, I've done in my lifetime that, you know, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. You feel me? For one, in my first relationship, when it come to, you know, infidelity, my son's mom, I did dirt and didn't care. You feel what I mean? Like, I felt no way about it. Like, you know what I mean? Until I got caught. Then it was, I'm sorry, or I messed up, baby.
Yeah.
But while I was out there doing, I was not thinking about what was at home waiting for me to get back. You feel me? And then when I fell in love, you know, with my next relationship with my wife, and I got married and I made that commitment to God, it's like, Lord, forgive me for looking. You feel me? Like, I felt, I can't do that. Like, or, damn, I just sat here and talked to Shody too long. You know what I'm saying? And I felt some way about it. That let me know that I was in the right place, that I can't do wrong and feel good about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what that conviction is. And you may even push through and continue to do the wrong, but the fact that you feel some way about it means God is working. You know what I mean? And Rome wasn't built
exactly
in a day.
He has to remove you away from what people think about you, first of all. He has to remove you away from the fear of changing. And he has to do it from the inside to the out. It's just like a lot of things that you know, I don't try to be so hard on myself because of the music. You know, I'm a halfway artist. I talk about things of the world, and then I talk about things of spirituality. But my thing, I've been starting to feel a lot of conviction lately. Lately, brother, I have. And it doesn't mean that, you know, as far as the entertainment business separating church and state, because it's an entertainment business that I'm not entertaining different other things, you know, as far as my music and the content. And I don't beat myself up over it. But at the same time, for some strange reason, y'all, I've been feeling a lot of conviction. You know what I mean? Because I know, you know, music is a product of our environment. It really is. And my thing is, I pray not to continue to straddle the fence, to continue to put out mixed messages. So it's just one thing that I've been struggling with, you know, me personally, is because I'm going to get to the point to one day to where my music is a reflection of where I'm at that time. And where I'm at is turning away from my old wicked ways. The way I used to do things, I just don't do no more because the Lord changed. So it doesn't make sense for me to continue down a road that I'm not really encouraged or drawn by just because I make money. And those are the things that, you know, I ask wifey pray for. I ask you guys out there to pray for me too, because we're so caught up in, and at the same time, we're so caught up in stuck some ways that God has to break certain yokes still to this day to take a leap of faith. But that's why grace comes in. Grace doesn't give us no excuse to go ahead and sin more and do the wrong things that we know is not wrong.
It's just like we explained before, we was chopping it up earlier, Justified. If God showed you on something, this is bad for your health, and you continue to smoke the cigarettes, well, then it's not God's fault. It's like you knew the package had cancer, but you continue to do it. So translating that over, that goes into everything, demeanor to what it is. And it's not an overnight process. But I don't expect, you know, anybody else out there, holier than thou. Or on myself, holier than thou. But these are the things that I'm sharing with you that God gave to me as conviction. You know, it's entering my mind. And it's something that's saying that, wow, you know, we know the right things to do, but then we do the wrong things, y'all. Why do we do the wrong things? It's because at that time, God still has to change us from the inside to the out, and it's not an overnight process. So if y'all are out here listening to this, if y'all feeling that conviction out there, that's a good thing. Because first of all, the worst battle in the world is yourself, and God needs to get us all away from the fact of what people think and other things. See, we can't care what people think. And these are the things that I'm going through that I pray for every single day to be able to ask God to continue to use the bad too, but at the same time don't have an excuse, because I consciously know what to do and what my assignment is. I consciously know you can't serve two masters.
And like you said, it's very it's very challenging, you know, being, you know, where we're from in this industry. And I have faced challenges, you know, this years back, you know, to where I had to be, you know, very firm in what I would feature on and what I wouldn't. You know what I mean? And I had pushed this line of, you know, what I was doing with the Justified thing, that generally if somebody contacted me, they wanted what Justified brought to the game. So cats would hit me with that song that was, you know, kind of going deep into life, and it wasn't the turn up or wasn't the party, because, you know, that's kind of what I push. Not perfect, man, by no stretch of the imagination, but I, you know, my music has always, you know, kind of took that route to where he's a square, he's the sucker of the game. You know what I mean? Like, but that's a weirdo that just don't understand my path. You know what I mean? But knowing that what you do in the music and, you know, the funky hooks that you bring, when these artists from around the world call you, that's what they want. So I can only imagine, you know, I got to get this bread. They want me to sing Pimp Sub Hoes Down. I'm about to sing that.
Let me be honest. It's about honest.
Yes, sir.
Half the stuff that I, you know, like conviction now, that I write about now, and that I'm getting conviction, you know, I have to do something. I have to tell the Lord to forgive me sometimes, man, because I know to do that real well. I know to jive real well, y'all. I'm one of the most jive-talking-ass niggas I've ever heard on the record. But that's not
yes,
about
sir.
That. At the same time, what I be feeling, okay, I got to get this bread over here. I got to get this bread, and I done built this for so long under this, you know, this name, moniker name. Yeah, of course it's spelled different, but at the same time, kids, the whole world, globe, really listen to you and inspired by artists that they really look up to, fam. And back then, I really wasn't on that, you know what I'm saying, because I was young and immature. But as you get gray hairs to your spirit, you start to realize. And then when people falling off and that you never think die and other things that happen, you start to realize. You know what I'm saying? And open up your eyes. And that's where I be at. And I look at my babies at the same time, because ain't nobody really, really loyal to you, saw you, unless people call you and pray with you. Listen, that it ain't, you know, they talk about West Coast unity. You know, there ain't no West Coast unity. You know, it's a bunch of people looking at this clique and that clique and this clique, and I'm tired of that. I'm sick and tired. That's why one of the reasons why I deactivated my Facebook, because I got tired of people. You know what I'm saying? Reading into that situation and saying, God, I don't need that. But at the same time, you know, I struggle between things that I would like to propose to different artists, but they might not want that. And at the same time, I'm at a dilemma to where I got to feed my family regardless.
So I don't try to think too much, because when I think too much, then I start to have a guilt trip, and nobody needs no guilt trip. If God has changed you and you're feeling convictions, you can either take it two ways, the right way or the wrong way. And I choose to take it the right way, but I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I'm ready to take that step, full step. But it's at a time to where society and the way of the world is this way. And I'm not trying to go just that way no more. I'm more really trying to pitch totally towards and walk into the fullness of my assignment and the fullness of what I have to do for the Lord and people. But at the same time, God knows my mistakes. God knows my endeavors. But see, God knows my heart, too. My heart
exactly.
is for Him. My heart is, let me say something, my heart is for Him. So, yeah, at times I can know how to do it, y'all. But you know what I mean? I'm hopeful in my prayers that God can use the bad part without me making excuses, because sometimes if we know the Lord is already forgiving you and different other things, sometimes we go out and just like have a nigga mentality, take advantage. And we don't need to do that, because, you know, the Lord laid down His life for us, and we got to be able to make certain sacrifices despite of what our flesh thinks, despite of what other people think. It's not about being a rectangle, triangle, or a circle. It's about being a human being, a child of God. And those things that I struggle with, because a majority of the work, you know, pushing, you know, some people are not, it's not popular with God. But I don't care what's not popular with God. Even then, as I'm doing work for different people, I'm still praying for them, because I'm acknowledging we're not perfect together. But we have a platform to where we can praise perfection, and maybe the next song we might do might be something of God or just talking about the struggle, because that's really what's going on. And, you know, for the most part, 85%, some of the artists will turn around and say, well, I like some of the positive stuff you're talking about. It ain't just got to be about Jesus, or Allah, Allah, or Yeshua, Yeshua. Just talking about love and talking about different things and songs is where it's at. So, you know, that's where I'm at. You know, really struggling my spirit and my music, because my music is a product of influence, man. We are really influenced. The youngsters are influenced by what we do, fam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, just like I say, we chop it up, you know, and we talk and we hear on the air and we still chopping it up. That's what Mafia is. We just chop it up. And it comes down to where we say, okay, this is what we do to get this paper. This dude want me to do this, and he got some bread for me. You feel me? But that same finance is on this side. And it's you know, sometimes it's just the riches getting stored up in heaven. You know what I mean? And we're going to grow. We're not going to be perfect. We still going to be out there. I'll be out there. You know what I mean? And the cool thing about it is I'll be transparent. You feel me? Like, it's no bones in my closet that I can't put in front of you, because I know that ain't me no more. You know what I mean? So y'all can talk about the Justified that used to, excuse my language, but I used to be Jib, J-I-B-B, Justified in breaking bitches. I took pride in breaking a bitch down, excuse my language, but that ain't me no more. So somebody, you know, it's been times in my life to where people ain't seen me in over 10 years, and then they come back across, or they run into somebody that know me, and like, yeah, man, I was with Justified. Oh, man, that nigga ain't shit, man. He, ooty woof, he did this, he did that, but nigga, you ain't seen me in 10 years. So I'm no longer who I was, so you can't. Exactly. But the devil will purposely send them back into the loop so they can speak of what was before, so it could block the light of what's now. But they can't block what God is doing. You feel me? So they can talk
about
your
new creation. You're a new creation. When you're a new creation, you're a new creation. No matter what, God never consults your past to determine your future. People 10, 15 years ago, they do that. They can't get over the fact that they think it's an act or something. No, it's no act. And just like you going back, you said, I share my conviction. It's like it seems to be we can always give the right advice, but don't y'all want to hear some things that's going on in our lives as well? It's like that's what makes it a balance. That's what makes us on the common ground is that, you know, these preachers out here, they having struggles too. Every single day, they having struggles with something. You know, mine is not struggles with the strongholds of being on one anymore and certain things and defiling my marriage. Of course not. But it is once you get three things taken away, it's some other things you got to get taken away. And I know better. I know we always saying if we knew better, we do better. So at the same time, as we pray for everybody that's listening on this phone, y'all pray for us too. You know,
man,
what I'm saying? It's about praying for each other. That's
when
where
you
go
step
back
out,
to prayer.
When you step out like you have, and when you step out like I have, and we're not the only ones, there's men and women across the world that have stepped out, you know what I'm saying, to push a godly, you know, agenda, to push God's assignment. Trust me, that's when the attacks turn up. You feel me? Because when you're not using your voice, when you're not utilizing your testimony, the devil's content. He don't care that you're saved. He just don't want you to go save nobody else. You feel me? So when you step into a position to where I'm about to go bring people to the saving source, which is God, then the devil like, hold up, nigga, I got to pump your brakes. You know what I'm saying? He like, so he send everything and everything to get in front of us to stop us from sharing our word. And the one thing that he likes to use more than anything is guilt. You know what I'm saying? Like, who am I to preach to somebody when I puff three blunts a morning? You know what I mean? Like, who am I when I still got my glass of Hennessy to talk about how good God is? Well, those are the things that make him that great, because even though I do those things, he still loves me. That's what makes him powerful.
And
so
it gets to the point to where when you know better, it gets to the point, okay, you know, you can go down the street and see a wino that, you know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing about him. He chooses to be a wino. He could be a millionaire. You know what I mean? And it gets to the point to where, you know, you just know better. You can't keep having excuses. None of us can. We can't keep saying, well, God loves me. And I will continue to use drugs, and I'll continue because he loves me unconditionally. Well, of course he loves you. You wouldn't be woke up this morning. But it gets to the point to where we have to practice what we preach. We have to practice what we preach, first of all, when nobody ain't around. We have to practice what we preach when we by ourselves all alone in a room. Practice what you preach. Because it gets to the point to where why do wrong when you know consciously what to do right? You know what I'm saying? And that's the point to where grace comes in, and that's the point to where you need God to go ahead and give you that inspiration to eventually get to the point of change. Because it's a bunch of eventuallys. Eventuallys always have to be an equation, because that's the process of going through every challenge you do every single day. It means eventually you'll get to it. That's why practice make perfect. You practice praying, eventually it gets to the point place. And we are all at our fork in the road in our lives, man, but at the same time, I'm encouraged still to, no matter what things that are still transpiring in my life, to continue to go ahead and talk about God, love God, praise God, read up on God, encourage to bless other people with information in the spirit I do by God. But see, even as you're doing that, you know, God can use anybody still who he wants to use. But at the same time, when you individually, by yourself, that's where it counts. When God starts to tell you certain things to do and you don't do it, you can't just say, well, he loves me anyway. Well, of course he loves you. No, it's really starting to be insulting now, because you know what to
right.
do.
And that's the thing,
you know,
when God tells you,
now you're starting
you.
To have an excuse, and you're taking God's kindness for cheap. And even though his grace is incomprehensible to our own understanding, you're taking God's kindness for cheap. And why continue to go down that road? Start to speak things into life, into existence, and the way God changed you is not the way humans think he's changing us. We can't live our life as an excuse. We can't do it. I myself is right there with y'all. So those are the things that I pray that, God, you give me the inspiration and the leap of faith And at the same time, some of the things that I'm involved in, I don't know one has to want to look over their back all the time. You know, no one has to. It's insanity for people that genuinely love their family, but then got to do some insane things in society to get by.
Man,
if nobody wants to do that, I know I don't. I know you don't. But it's certain things that the system is set up that in society and the way the programs is, that God does understand. Don't get it twisted. He understands every mistake we make, but God wants us to get to the point to where if we know better, we start acting up on it. And not just Hollywood acting. I'm talking about really becoming. Just imagine if you're really becoming. And God knows that's hard. That's why we needed a Savior. You know, we needed a Savior because it's hard. It's hard to take certain leap of faith. It's hard to do certain things like that when everything is perpetuating fear around us. But the beginning of wisdom is fear. Fear not. Fear not, the Lord says. And it's just, if I'm talking like this, it's just because I don't have fear against what people think. And I don't have fear what Satan is trying to throw my way. It's just that I'm acknowledging it amongst my peoples. That, hey, I'm struggling, and these are the things that I want to do too, and walk into the fullness of that beautiful spirit called the Lord. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm eventually going to do. Practice makes near perfection, and that's what we want to do. Pray, 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 pray every single day. And it don't mean you like the beginning of the show. You know, you fall down. It don't mean you won't fall down, but you get up for the rest of your life and let God use us like he want to use us. It's like if God don't want to use you halfway and wants to use you fully, well, we got to change our attitudes and approach on everything and care less about, you know, being friends of people because we know how to eloquently not to pray with people. That don't mean nothing. Oh, you
right.
Felt good in the prayer. You felt good because he touched one avenue of what you was going through today. That don't mean that's necessarily that's blessings from God. It's like we have to do it from the heart. Just because you, it's no different than seeing a sentimental movie. Well, a movie, you watch The Color Purple. It kind of made me cry. Oh, movies can make you cry, but that don't mean God coming through that thing. God wants to change our heart, and that's the difference between faith. And emotions. Faith is not emotions. It's impossible to please the Lord by emotions. You can only please him by faith. You have to be faith. So if God tells us to do better and we don't, it's just part of an emotion that is not allowing us to have the fullness of faith, the fullness of what God wants to give us. And he wants to give us. He made us to serve him. You know, he made us to serve him. And I know God will get to the point to where he'll break all the yokes, but those are the things that I'm sharing with people that are going through the same things we go through. Trying to do better ain't the easiest thing in the world, y'all. But see, God knows that. And by you feeling conviction, you're now moved to the point to where you can almost take that leap of faith and just leave everything behind. And I'm there. And I know I'll get there even more. It's some things that
Amen,
God
because it's the desires of your heart. He knows the desire of your heart. The desire of your heart is to be closer to him and more effective in his kingdom. And he going to give you that because you want it, and you want it with your heart, not with your emotions. You know what I mean? But we want to shout everybody out that's tuned in. You know what I mean? Me and my brother, we bring it, and it's only, like I said, this show is not built on scripts. We keep it 100 all the time. Want to shout out all the area codes in the queue. We got 562-951-239-909, our 310s, 313. They're all in the building. We see a couple of you guys with your hand up, and I'm just going to lighten the moment just a little bit with some music, and we're going to bring it right back to you callers that have your hands up. And I'm going to hit y'all with some of this Jay Moss right here. My brother said that we was made to praise. Well, Jay Moss says we must praise.
Mm-hmm.
Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action with Justified and Cocaine. We want to shout out all the callers in the queue. If you're listening online to the program and you want to call in and say something, the number is 646-200-4945. I'm going to take it to these call lines because we've got a couple people in there with their hands up and want to say something. So we're going to take it to this out-of-town caller. 313, what's the business with you? You're on Mafia Radio. 313. Okay, they might have stepped away from the phone, so we're going to come back to 313 in just a second. We got 951-796. You're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action. I hear their background moving around. They must have just got us on speakerphone, press one, and forgot they press one. So we got somebody else to chime in. We're going to give them an opportunity. 562, you are on the line with the Men of Faith in Action. 2980.
Hello?
562-980, are you with us?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
This is Mama Lon.
Hey, Mama, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Hi, Chico. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We just was listening to you guys. It's Makiba and Dale and me. We were listening, and you guys are very good. It's inspiring to us just seeing what the family has just gone through. Listening to you guys, it's really inspiring. So we just want y'all to know that we appreciate you guys, and you guys are doing an excellent job. And we just wanted you guys to know that we are very inspired by what we're hearing you guys say. And we needed this type of inspiration, this type of uplifting today. So you guys just keep doing what you're doing, and we're not going to take up a lot of your time. But we just wanted you guys to know that we appreciate what you're saying. We love you very much, and we thank God for you guys.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
That's Andre's mom, Coca.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
We're blessed.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to let you guys know that we just appreciate you guys, and just hearing you guys talk about God and Jesus is a blessing to us. And it's very, very, very uplifting. So we're not going to hold you guys up. We are running around taking care of some business. But we love all of you guys. And hi, Chico, and everybody else. And we'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Love you, Mama Lon. You have a blessed day.
Love you.
Okay. Bye-bye, bye, you guys. All of you guys. Bye-bye.
And that's my buddy, my partner, you know what I'm saying, right-hand man, you know what I'm saying, partner in crime, Andre, that's his mom. You know, we grew up together back in the CPT, and definitely got our prayers going out with their family, you know, my friend, something like a cousin to me, you know, Dante Punelli. You know, the police, you know, took his life, shocked him, you know, with a taser more times than they needed to, and, you know, got some investigation going on into that, and it just, you know, one of those things, man, like I said, the devil is alive and he's moving, you feel me? But he's already lost, but he's trying to take as many with him as he can, and he's using these police, you know, that's his military. They riding with him right now, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that these things happen, but with that family, just know that if you, you know, keep faith in God and know that all things work together for the good of those that, you know, love the Lord, you know, he giveth and he taketh away and he giveth right back. So just know that there's a blessing, you know, on the other side of the storm for you guys. And anything that me and my brother Cocaine and the Men of Faith in Action, you know, can do to get involved, you know, that we're just a phone call away and we will get active. So, man, props out to all that family, man, for going through what they're going through, and keep God close. I want to keep it moving down these call lines. I think I see one of the angels is in the building. I believe this is one of the angels that comes to the mafia to bring the woman's side of point of view to the table. We're going to go to 909-463. You're on the line with Mafia.
Good afternoon, y'all. This is Raina B.
I knew that was Raina B, the angel in the it do.
It's good. I'm just relaxing today at home with my youngest, and you know, just listening to y'all, and it's always inspiring. Like I tell you all the time, to just hear the men's point of view, you know, and being that y'all have such longevity in, you know, hip hop and, you know, in just the hood period, and just hearing that you know, the way that God is touching you guys and moving in your lives, you know, I think is wonderful. And I just wanted to touch on what you guys were saying earlier about, you know, when you start to feel conviction. What we have to remember and keep in mind is sometimes as we, you know, as we learn and we grow in God and we're trying to get closer to him and we're praying more, you know, like you said, things I used to do, it didn't even bother me. You know what I mean? Didn't even bother me, but then you start to feel like you do it again. You're like, ooh, okay, that doesn't feel good. I don't think I should be doing that anymore, you know, the closer that you get to God. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's a process, you know. And we have to remember that God you know, the young people are running around talking about YOLO, you only live once. True, you do only live once, but you can choose to either live, just live, or you can have what God wants you to have, and that's life more abundantly. You know, and in order to have life more abundantly, we have to keep in mind that when God set up this world, there's certain cause and effect in place, reaping and sowing. You do this, the outcome is that. You do that, the outcome is this. You know, and that's because he gave us free will, he allows us to make choices. So as we grow closer to him, he is desiring us, as we desire for our children, to have abundant life, you know. And so that means that, you know, for instance, if I have some unforgiveness in my heart and I hold on to that, it's going to lead to me wanting vengeance. Then it's going to lead to me wanting the person that I'm having unforgiveness at to suffer. Then I want to see him suffer. You know, all that is ugliness. It leads to ugliness. It does not fill any void in me. It really doesn't make you feel good in the end. And God knows. He sees the result of that. He sees a month ahead of us, a year ahead of us. He sees around the corners and under things and above things. So what we can't see, he sees. So he's sitting there desiring us to live abundantly, knowing, okay, Raina, you're harboring this forgiveness. You're opening doors to hate. You're opening doors to wishing bad upon people. And it all started with unforgiveness. If you just let that unforgiveness go, I see all these different avenues opening up for you. You know, he sees all the blessings down the way. And he's like, Raina, let it go so you can have all these blessings, because if you hold on to it, you're going down that road, you know. And as we grow and as we learn and we get draw closer to God, he will start to bring things up to you slowly. And sometimes I've noticed that for me, he puts things in my path for me to see where I went wrong, or I go, ooh, that, I do that. That's ugly. Let me stop doing that. That ain't cute, you know. I'm going to tell y'all one example is, I was in a bad marriage, you know, where my ex-husband cheated a lot. So I became a detective. I would go through stuff, go through computers, go through phones, call people. You know, I'm doing my research. Did it help me? No, because I still stayed with him. You know what I'm saying? All it did was bring more strife and more unhappiness and arguments, you know, where I'm so angry I can't take care of my kids right. You know what I'm saying? What I should have been doing at that time was just, you know what, he's a man. I'm going to draw closer to God. You know what I mean? Let God handle him. Because all my detective work didn't do nothing but bring more hurt feelings. You know what I'm saying? More pain, more strife. What I should have been doing, like I said, was sitting back and trusting in God that God's going to fix this. You know what I mean? That what he's doing, I ain't got to know it. God knows it. He'll handle that. That way I could have been focusing on me, you know what I mean, building myself up, building my character up, becoming the woman that God wants me to be, so that no matter what happens, if God fixed the marriage and it worked out, hey, I'd be a great wife. If God didn't fix the marriage and it didn't work out, hey, I'd be strong, I'd be ready, you know what I mean? I'd have God with me, and I'd be able to step off into my life. Instead, we as women tend to focus on the problem, and it drains us, and it depletes us, and we wind up unhappy, bitter, depressed, you know what I'm saying? And when we're like that, we can't help anybody. We really can't help our kids, you know what I'm saying? We can't help other women. We're not ready for the next man God wants to bless us with. You know, so in that, I'm saying, in my experience, as God would show me things, and then, so like I said, I'd be the detective. Well, got a divorce, and then in my last relationship, guess what? I got a detective. And so when I'm going through him, going through my phone and going through my computer, I'm like, wow, that is ugly. I don't like it. I will never do that again. You know what I'm saying? It kind of came back on me for me to see it, to be on the receiving end of it, you know? So with all that being said, it's just when we get those little reminders, those little stings that, ooh, she shouldn't do that, you know, that's the Holy Spirit telling you, look, it's time to stop this because I see what's ahead of you. I see what's going to happen if you continue, and I see what's going to happen if you stop. You know what I'm saying? It's opening doors and closing doors, you know? If God starts putting on your heart, for instance, to stop cussing and you continue to cuss, you know what I mean? He sees that what you're speaking is putting things out into existence, and he wants us to stop, and he wants us to speak more positively so we can bring all that good that he has for us, you know? It's like he has all this You know, I look at it like my kids, I want to give my kids nice cars. I want to buy my kids their first nice home. You know what I'm saying? I want to do all that for them. But am I going to do that if they're not ready? You know what I mean? Am I going to do that if they're wasteful? Am I going to do that if they don't care about things? No. You know what I'm saying? So he's trying to show us and guide us and lead us by those little inklings, by those little times where we're like, I shouldn't be doing that. Okay. I used to, you know, talk about that, and now it's kind of like bothering me. That's because he knows, you know what I'm saying, what's ahead of you. He knows the blessings that will come from you stopping. You know what I mean? And he knows the harm that's going to come if it continues. So, hope that makes sense.
What you just said right there with, you know, with the example of, you know, how we are with our kids and wanting to give them things, and we're not going to give them things that they, you know, one, don't deserve, and another level of it is things that they can't handle. Is somewhere in the Bible where it talks about the Lord not putting more on us than we can bear. And my spirit just brought it to my own understanding right now through you speaking that it's not just that he won't put problems on us that we can't handle. He won't put blessings on us that we can't handle. And, you know, that's something that I look back to my beginning in the career and when it seemed like everything was going the right way. And, you know, with you got the features from the top artists in the game and you're being seen and you're being heard. And but in reality, if in 2000, when I was at what seemed to be the breaking, you know, point for my career, if I would have got it then, I probably wouldn't have it now. And God knew how to hold back that blessing until I was prepared. And a lot of the times, you know, Moses and them, they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years when they could have got to it in 40 days. You know what I mean? It's their stubbornness, their lack of faith, their lack of trust, and their complaining spirit prolonged the promised land. You know what I mean? So sometimes it ain't God keeping it from us. It's us keeping us from it by not doing what we're supposed to be doing to get there. And that's just, you know, resonated in my spirit as you gave your example of how God operates. And really that's how Jesus broke the game down, is he told stories. He told parables. He used scenarios to better our understanding as to what the kingdom of heaven was like. So back to the issue with, you know, me and my brother Coke and everybody else that partakes in this music game, we're called to tell parables. We're called to break down the game and bring understanding to this generation that seems so lost right now. You know what I mean? They are out there. And so we can use our music to tell parables that'll give them a better understanding of what it is they need to be doing. And that's how it goes down here on Mafia. We just flow with the spirit, and whatever comes to mind, we put it out there. And, you know, I appreciate you, Raina, for always, you know, coming to Mafia and bringing that woman's voice, you know, to the airwaves, because we're the men of faith in action, but we're all mankind, so it's for the women of faith as well to participate, because what is a good man without a good woman on the team somewhere, you know what I mean?
Right, and I have a question for y'all. I've been having this issue in my own personal life and in my family, but I just want to hear some other people's take on it. You know, I'm a mother, and, you know, my daughter, she's not living exactly the way that I want her to live. However, I have chosen to not see where she is today, but I want to see where she is tomorrow. By that I mean I'm not going to let my eyes deceive me. I'm going to trust God, because just as he brought me through some things, you know, when people might have thought I was lost, I know he's going to bring her through some things, you know, when people think she's lost. But I have the issue of a family member who's very calls themselves a minister and is very Christian, and they keep pointing out the bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bringing it to everyone's attention. And, you know, I see that as judgment, and I don't see it as helpful judgment. So my question is, when, how do you guys take when people, either Christians or non-Christians, do approach you and question something that you've done, you know what I mean, to more or less call you out on it? You know what I mean? How do you feel, or I don't know if I'm explaining properly, like, how do you take that? Does it help you? Do you think that that type of criticism is helpful or harmful, is my question.
I think it's, you know, me personally at this point, you know,
I have to ask the Lord to forgive me, but I just tell him to beat it.
Okay.
Think what you want to think. Beat it. Bye.
Right.
God bless you. Okay. And that's what you think? Bye. God bless you. You know, because at the same time, that's the worst thing you can do is point out all the bad things about somebody. We got to learn how to find the good out of everything. And once we celebrate the good part of us, you know, eventually, you know, it'll overcome the bad thing. So what I do, I don't concentrate. So even though I'm feeling this conviction, I don't concentrate so much on it to make me have a guilt trip or point out all the wrongs about my wife or right, you know, all that stuff or wrongs and this. You know, we got to start celebrating the good instead of celebrating the wrong. And that's what some brothers out there that's ministering, it's cool to tell it like a T.I. is to change you because that's part of conviction. But when you get to the point to where you all you doing is just shelling out condemnation yourself without trying to find the good in somebody, then you become carnal and you become opposite of what God got though some of these ministers in the position they are in the first place. They forget so easily where they came from. They act like they ain't got no testimony. So with people with that, what we have to do is acknowledge that them, even though they eloquently look like they playing the part, being the part, we also got to know that they need prayer too. It all boils down to prayer. Because somebody can say something about you and give their opinion, and then the Holy Spirit, by you being faithful and praying and being patient and understanding things not of this world, not of this flesh, it's something about the Holy Spirit that kinetic energy and spirituality will rub off on somebody else. It is very infectious. It is really on the individual, you know what I mean, what they do and how they handle it. And God will set up a situation where you'll be tested. He'll bring church folk or regular folk. And, you know, it was one time when I did some time and got out of jail and, you know, went to the church in Pomona. You know, this was like early 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got more discouraged than ever because, you know, the deacon was in the front church telling them, talking about everybody. And, you know, he got outside saying, this nigga ain't doing this. And that, it totally threw me off, you know. So we got to be careful of certain, I would say, religious people with their comments and judgments and different things. Now, it's one way to help somebody to tell them in a conviction way, but it's a whole different can of worms when they're shelling out condemnation, condemning you already, being part of that ye cast the first stone without sin. Those type of people, that's what God has to clean up first is the church, you know, because it's a lot of hypocrisy and different things been going on with inside the walls that the Spirit of the Lord, according to these last days, is really shaking up. And he's doing it from an outside approach. He's doing it to go to church, but then get the people outside, you know, get the people from just in their comfort zone to go out in the streets and tell his testimony and go out and practice the art of loving, you know, the best way you can from a scripture point of view and just from good old prayer point of view and following your assignment. So it all go back to the prayer thing. When people start to do that, the way I handle it, I just say, God bless you. Keep it going. And sometimes I don't do that. Sometimes I can add fuel to the fire because I'm of course, we'll always be able to say that we're not perfect. But then some things I have to control myself on because, you know, God has gave me the patience that blew my own imagination away. I would quit to be like, no, you picked at my scab. And after you get picked your scab enough, it's going to bleed, and that's when you're going to tee off on people. Like, I'm not no buster. I'm not this. I'm not that. Nah, you ain't going to do this. Oh, but, yeah, you went through this. And, you know, and then it comes to a crash course. But then the good thing about grace is that God comes in while you are taking that first step of prayer, whether it's praying for somebody, whether it's forgiving, but you taking that first step. And then the next day, you know what I learned? I learned how to pray for the same enemy that is trying to tarnish and discredit my name and bring me back in the past that don't have nothing to do with me now. I have to learn how to pray. And then as a witness, after I do pray, I'm able to see the results because God will take care of every situation. John 15, if ye abide in the Lord, anything ye shall ask, you will get. We, no matter what, have to pray. No matter if it seems harsh, you know, and we losing our young brothers to these police and good fathers to the system and backwards and all forward, you know, moving forward, unpredictable, you know, people, we still have to pray for them. So that's where I'm at with it, you know. But other than that, some things, people, you know what, their energy is not good for you. So, you know, God will reveal who's good for you and who ain't, because you got to get used to telling people no, too. You have to get used to telling people no. Like some family members, you know, you give and give and give and give and give, but then you hinder them when you don't tell them no sometimes. We have to say no. It is certain people that according to the Spirit, you're not going to confuse my spirituality and my kindness for cheap just because I'm doing something for you. So we have to acknowledge and factor in all these things, you know, and that really starts with the prayer. But if any, God will test us, going back to that, God will test us to see how our approach is. Are you going to get mad? Are you going to do this? And once we start going with him and doing something that the other person on the other end is most unlikely to see, then it discombobulates the other person that's shelling out negativity in the first place. When you hit them with God all the time, they're going to listen or they're going to flee because they can't stand in the same room as you. Once you speak in that speak, but once you lead by example speaking it, you can't just speak it and then in front of a person, you're not leading by example. It doesn't work like that. You know, so we are all to stay encouraged by just leading by example with our prayer life and continue to pray for others no matter how hard it is. And I'm telling you, sister, it is hard. God tells me to pray for somebody that I don't even like. And I got to pray for somebody I don't like? And he said, yeah, you better do it. And I'll be seeing my emotions start to get confused, and I'm like, oh, no. But then the Spirit of the Lord come on me, and I'm compelled to pray for that person.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there. Again, we want to thank everybody that is listening. It's getting heavy on the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. All the area codes, we do see you, 909. 562 and 313, I do see you with your hands up, but my spirit is compelled to go into this. And my prayer for everybody that's listening is that when you get up and you look in that mirror, for you to see what God sees, and he sees the best in you.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that gets testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Another great show here on Mafia. Everybody's tuned in and listening online, and you want to call in and say something, you know, join your favorite artist here on the call line. The number is 646-200-4945. We're going to go back to this 313 and see if they got it together. 313, you're on the line with Men of Faith in Action.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
What it do? This is my boy Killer Kev.
Yeah, this is DJ Killer Kev, man. I do apologize, man. I was in the restroom. I didn't know you that came to me. I do apologize. But, man.
You held on with us, and your one button was still engaged, so we got you on the line. What's good with you?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and, you know, the angel that just came off of here, you know, that just left off of the call, nobody can. I just want to reiterate on that real quick before I actually got into my testimony. You know, I was, you know, nobody can judge you but God. So the bad things that people try to taunt you with over the and not paying attention to none of the good things, they're really not men or women of God anyway. So the end first and foremost, can't no one judge you but God. So anything that they say that is negative to that person and that fact is irrelevant anyway. But me personally, you know, I do have a strong testimony because, you know, I was one of those kids growing up where, you know, I was a straight A student in school. I graduated with a 3.0 GPA, and I was very blessed to be a heck of an athlete. I was getting ready my senior year of school. I was getting ready to play. I had my last tryouts for an arena football team, which was going to guarantee me a 6-figure football deal. And I had tryout shot 15 days after I graduated several times. I got shot with an AK, an AR-15, and a 45 all at one time. It severed the arteries that I had in my right leg, so therefore I had no blood flowing in my foot. By the graces of God, you know, my mom worked for one of the big car programs here. She worked for Chrysler, worked for the Board of Education. So by the graces, I had great insurance. You know, I never blacked out. I never felt no pain or nothing. You know, and I was in the car when they shot me up, and I always wondered, like, you know, how was I in the same car as me and my best friend? You know, well, he was my best friend at that point in time. He's still my friend, but he's not my best friend because, you know, things changed. He went his separate way. I went my separate way. You know, he didn't get shot not one time, not one graze, not one touch, not nothing. You know, and when I finally got to the hospital, the doctor said, the doctor told my mom, you know, he'll never walk again and blah, 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 and all this on. And it was, you know, my body was filled with, my body looked like. So my dad was the first one to actually come to the hospital to see me, you know, when my mom got there, you know, he told my mom, man, he effed up. You know, you don't want to go in there right now. My mom told him, mom, that's my son. I know he's going to be all right. So, you know, I actually made it out of that because, like, I was, at that point in time, I was, you know, I had started me a gang. You know, I was carjacking, robbing people, beating people up for no reason. You know, thought I was the big bad guy in the neighborhood, you know, because that's the type of environment that I was around. You know, so as life progressed, I asked God to, you know, let me see my mom my sister and my grandmother if this was going to be my last day. I got the best doctors, the best vascular surgeons, the best plastic surgeons that you can get to actually help me. And, you know, I was blessed to be walking in 2 weeks on my own strength. I had to learn how to walk in 2 weeks. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I was up on my own strength within 2 weeks, which, like I say, the doctors really thought that was going to be impossible. You know, I told God while I was in the hospital, I said, if you get me out of this, I never do none of that again. And, you know, my friends, you know, I still wondered, like, did he get none of this? Why didn't he get none of this? And he was worse than me. Why he didn't get a taste of none of this? And, you know, as time progressed, he ended up going to jail, didn't get to see his daughter grow up, missing out on just growing to actually find out how to be a man. He never had none of that opportunity. He got out of jail, was out for like a month and a half, went right back to jail. I was blessed to never catch a felony. I still can go right now and get a job anywhere that I want to. You know, it just took away my first love, which was sports, which was football. It took away everything that I had, and it's like, it took me a long time to come to grips with I never be able to do that again, because I still have a bullet lodged in my back, which is like maybe about 4 to 5 millimeters away from my spinal cord. They just took one out of my leg last summer, you know, and I have a limp, but if I have on my shoes, you can't tell. But, you know, I had to realize that it wasn't my time, and for none of the things that I was going through. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm super into the church. You know, I can't sit up and quote you Bible verses, you know, things of that nature. But I know God is good, and it's nothing. And he held me. And he showed me that I may not give you what you want, how you want it, but I'm going to give you a second chance. You know, and I'm just grateful to be here and be able to share that with someone, because it's you know, he may take one gift from you, but he's going to grant, but you don't even pay attention to your other gifts until the fact that something is taken away. You know, so I'm just blessed to be here another day and to be able to share that story with somebody, you know, because I very rarely tell people my story, because, you know, I feel kind of ashamed sometimes because I sit up and, you know, and I try my best to, you know, give people the positive side when it, I wasn't always this way. You know, I wasn't always a person who looked and said, well, God, you know, I'm so godly and, you know, and God this and God that and God this and God that. I never talked like that, you know, and now that I've came to grips and able to speak that type of life into people, you know, people kind of tend to look at me differently. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I listen to you guys, and man, it's just a blessing to be in the graces of people who've came from some of the things that I've been through to be changed people and realize that without him, there is nothing. You are lifeless. You know,
amen,
so
to that, brother. Amen to that.
I absolutely
that
with you guys.
You know, coming on Mafia, excuse me, and sharing that with us, and you're doing a great job over there with the homegirl Breezy and you guys' radio show. Like you said, God has given you something, you know, different to do. You know, the sports might not be a reality, but he's still using you and blessing you, man, and I just appreciate you opening up, you know what I mean? I didn't know that about you, and it just, you know, not that I felt any other type of way about you, but it really just brings even a greater connection because there's no way that you're still standing here and God not wanting to use you. There's no way that the story that you just told, God is not going to use to give somebody else some encouragement. And I just appreciate you bringing it to this platform, big bro.
Man, I thank y'all for having me, man. Like I say, I will be here every Sunday listening to you guys' show because, like I say, I'm not super into the churchy thing because it's certain things with the church that I just understand. I just don't like. I don't, you know, and I haven't found the correct home that's going to bring me into and clear my light all the way completely up to where I can change and cross over into the light that I should be in.
Hey, well, God just put this word in my heart that Mafia Radio is the holding cell before you're ready to jump into the big boat. You know what I mean? So we appreciate you coming here, man, and, you know, sharing that story. I'm going to go to this 562 caller. They chimed in again. 562, you are on the line with Mafia.
That's right. Now,
they weren't ready. This is something that I wanted to share with you guys, and we're coming up on the last 30 minutes of the show. And, you know, we're looking to do bigger and better and greater things here on Men of Faith and Action Radio. And I wanted to share a word, you know, somebody that's on this line or on the Internet right now listening. And thought about one more call that comes in before I go on to this. 323-537, you are on the line with the Men of Faith and Action.
It's Uncle KJ.
What's going on, Brother KJ?
Just being blessed with all your knowledge and all your fellowship. Miss my brother Cocaine at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, I was up here taking care of some things with the family. I had to take care of, you know, family
okay,
first.
Okay, all things are good. Walked away with the Eazy-E's Award. Didn't get my award, but I was happy to be blessed by Justify's two girls dancing and doing the song just like their daddy was.
Oh, yeah, that was a blessing, man. I definitely enjoyed catching up with you and Auntie there, and it was good to see you, you know, walk across that stage and carry off that plaque in memory of Eazy-E. It was, like I said, it was good to see you walk across that stage. You wasn't in no wheelchair, brother.
Amen to that. It was your prayers, you and Cocaine.
No, it was the Lord. I mean, we just interceded, you know what I'm saying? But God did that.
Oh, that's for true. I'm just giving all my blessings to my Lord Jesus and the both of you, and that all things go as you wish and promise. Me and Auntie are going through things, but God takes care of us each time. Getting ready to go back to the past, so I'm probably going to lose you, so just let you all know I love you.
It's all good, bro, and if you stay tuned in, I got a good word coming from one of the ministers that I like to listen to, and I get inspired by, T.D. Jakes. So you hold on as long as you can and check that out until you get where you're going. And we love you, Uncle KJ. You have a blessed day.
Love you, Uncle KJ. Love you, Auntie.
Hey, Cocaine. Hey, Justified.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, yes, that was our lifelong membership, you know what I'm saying? Uncle KJ and Auntie in the building, they always support this platform and call in and give us updates on what God has been doing in their lives, and he's done some great things in these last 6 months, you know what I mean, with them, ups and downs. But, you know, they fall down, but they get back up, and they get back up because God pulls them back up. But we're going to go into this segment by T.D. Jakes, and it's called New Dimension. And there's some of us on this line and listening online that, you know, are looking to go to a new place in their life and, you know, tired of being stuck where they at. So this is a sermon entitled New Dimension by T.D. Jakes. Y'all check this out.
We have seen something like this before. Remember when Elijah was following Elijah? Remember the investment that he had made into following Elijah? Remember how he had burned his plow and offered up his ox and kissed his mother and father goodbye and walked away from his career and from his job to follow a leaving leader? He had given up all to follow a guy who was leaving. The school of the prophets had called Elijah a fool. Man, don't you know this guy? You gave up a good job to follow this dude. This dude leaving, man. And yet he followed him and poured water on the hands of a man that was about to leave. And the Bible says that when they crossed the Jordan and he followed Elijah onto the other side, that a chariot of fire came down. And Elijah got over into the chariot of fire and started ascending into the heavens. You remember how Elijah cried, "My father, my father, the host of Israel has taken you away." Elijah, who thought he wanted the mantle, had developed to the point that he recognized that the man was more important than the mantle. Some people follow you with a hidden agenda, but if you walk in glory and power, they will find out that you are greater than the stuff you got. Oh, God, you don't hear what I'm saying. The mantle doesn't make the man. The man makes the mantle. Remember how Elijah cried out, "My father, my father, the host of Israel has taken you away." Jesus has led the disciples who were so bent on him not leaving that they had cut the ears off of men to stop him from leaving. And he led them. He has to, some things that you resist, God has to lead you into. If it had been 6 months ago, you would have cut somebody's ear off. But because God took you by the hand and he led you into it, step by step, day by day, he led you into becoming a man that you couldn't be by yourself before. He led you into thinking a way that you used to resist and you used to fight. You used to resist coming into this. You thought you couldn't do it. But God knows how to lead you into a place that you fought all of your life. Touch your neighbor and tell him, "He's leading me. He's leading me. I fought it. I kicked against it. I cried. I hollered. But he's leading me. He's leading me. I said I'd never be one of them people, but he's leading me. I thought I'd never stand in front of people, but he's leading me. I used to be afraid to sing, but he's leading me. The very thing I fought against is the very thing he's pulling me into. He's leading." Oh, my God, I'm talking to somebody. I don't even know who it is. And he led them out. And he led them out. He took them by the hand and led them into it. He brought them into a realm that they'd never been in. He led them out to Bethany. Oh, Bethany. Bethany. Like the president circling the White House, Jesus has come to a favorite place. Bethany, the place that he used to stop and hang out with Mary and Martha. Bethany, the place where he had spent so much time that when Lazarus had gotten sick, they'd sent for him to come to Bethany. Bethany was where he rolled the stone away and said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus had gotten up out of the grave and come leaping out of the tomb. Jesus is getting ready to leave, and he's taking a final look at Bethany. It was the house of Simon the leper. Bethany is the place. Oh, wait a minute. Bethany. Bethany. Bethany is right over there by Bethphage. We were there before where the colt was. The coat was. We were just here a little while ago. We were just here when he had said, go over into Bethphage in the village outside of Bethany, and there you will find a coat tied in the thicket, and tell him the Lord has need of him. You remember the coat and how they brought the coat to Jesus and how they laid down the palms in the way and he got on the coat and rode into Jerusalem. And now he's back in the same spot, but he's in the next dimension. He's in the same spot. They don't hear me. He's in the same spot, but he's in the next dimension. Isn't it funny how life will bring you back around full circle, and you find yourself, I'm in the same spot, but I'm in the next dimension. I may be in the same situation, but I'm a different kind of person. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm in the same spot, but I'm in the next dimension. See, whatever you were, you are, and you will be. But there are dimensions that you step in from faith to faith and from glory to glory. You start operating in different dimensions. Touch it, Abe, and tell us, step into the next dimension. Step into the next dimension. You still running around trying to find a coat? You need to step into the next dimension. That was then and this is now. You're in the same place, but you don't need the same thing. What you used to need, you don't need, because now you're operating in the next dimension. Yeah, I ain't gonna do much. Touch your neighbor and tell him I'm in the next dimension. 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 Everything you saw me do before was preparing me for where I am right now. What you saw me do with the coat and the palms was the dress rehearsal. But this is the grand finale. I'm in the next dimension. Oh. Look at your life. Look at your life. I keep bringing you around full circle. And all of a sudden, as you get older, you begin to realize, Lord, if I hadn't have gone through this, I wouldn't be ready for that. It was that that got me ready for this right here. I thank you, Lord, because I'm in the next dimension. Touch somebody and say, I'm in the next dimension. There's nothing worse than being in the next dimension and somebody is holding you to how they met you. And here I am in the next dimension, and you're still bringing me colts, but I need a cloud. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. We are seeing, oh God, can I preach this thing? We are seeing Jesus in the next dimension. He's operating on another level. And the Bible said he led them out as far as Bethany. And as I stood at Bethany and looked over into the village of Bethphage, I said, oh, we've been here before. But when we were here before, he was getting ready to go into the old Jerusalem. And when you're going into something old, you got to ride in on an ass. But when you're going into something new, you got to ride in on a cloud. Yeah. What I'm trying to get you to see is that you can't use your old tools in your new dimension. what used to work won't work in this dimension. Oh, God. Who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody. After you have been through your death and your burial and your resurrection, you didn't go through all the hell you went through just to operate where you used to operate. You may be in the same place, but you're on the next dimension.
Yes, sir. Only here on Mafia Radio where we bring you that uncut real. And somebody out there needed to hear that, that just because you're in the same place you used to be, you don't got to do it how you used to do it. God want to use you to go back to where you were and to be an influence and pull folks out. So that's how we do it here on Mafia Radio. I'm going to bring my big homie back on the line. I'm going to cue back up Raina B, our angel in the building. Let's talk about it. How that make you feel right there?
that was nice. T.D. Jakes has a way of always, you know, making things understandable and, you know, touching that part of you that's like, yeah, I can dig it. I can do this, you know. So it's always good to hear an anointed man of God. I am, you know, just sitting here thinking and writing all my lessons for my daughter's page. And, you know, just remembering back, you know, one thing I know is I see a lot of young ladies, you know, in their 20s, and, you know, they're learning and growing, and, you know, they're our future. They're our future mothers, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to instill in them to, you know, like I said about with my daughter, I'm not focused on today, you know what I mean? I'm looking at tomorrow, hoping for a brighter future and knowing what God can do. So, you know, just want to encourage, you know, any young lady, any lady of any age that's, you know, might be discouraged or feeling down, that always remember you can't focus on what's going on with you right now. You know, the enemy has a way sometimes of clouding our vision, of putting stuff in the way to so that we lose focus. And when you lose focus, you know, you're not able to see really what you should be focused on or what you should be concentrating on. So we have to learn to pray, and we have to learn to encourage ourselves, to motivate ourselves sometimes, you know, just to take some time and just sit and think. And when those when the thoughts of all the bad stuff start coming around, you know, start reminding yourself of all the good stuff that's coming around. Start, you know, create a vision. Allow God to give you a vision, a dream, you know, and begin to just slowly chip away at making it there. You know, develop a goal. Don't just sit around and allow your circumstances to dictate your future. You know, you be the dictator of your future. Allow God to write it out and equip you with what you need to get there, you know, but we have to release it. You know, God has a plan for each and every one of us, but if we don't allow him to do that plan, it'll never come to fruition, because he's, you know, he's not a forceful God. He doesn't force things on you, you know. He allows you to make decisions for yourself. And as women, one of the decisions we need to make for ourselves is to live and to desire joy and to want to be happy, to want to be positive, to not want to be bitter, you know what I mean, to not want to be I'm so confused as to why we have embraced this word ratchet. I understand what it means and I use it, but it's become almost a good thing, and that just blows my mind. But, you know, you have to want to be better. You have to want to be more, you know. And look around at some older young ladies who are more established, you know what I mean, who are doing more positive things, and, you know, follow some of their examples. You know, talk to them. See what's going on. See what things they've been through, you know. And as women, I'm very open and very I'm very open about the things that I've been through, even the humiliating things and the embarrassing things, because it's my hope that I can help someone else say, wow, you know, I see her. She looks okay, you know what I'm saying? And she went through that. Wow, let me find out how she made it through. You know, let me take some of her advice, because I have really been through some things. And, you know, it's in my heart and my desire to help some other young ladies to preserve their souls, you know, to preserve their spirits. You know, we're being, you know, we talk about the black man's plight. You know, we all see it. You know, jail and death, you know what I'm saying, and being and not having the opportunities to be able to provide well for your families. But what I see that I don't think is identified as much is the young or the black women's plight. And what that plight is to have some joy and to be happy. You know, for a long time we have prided ourselves on making it. You know what I mean? On being strong, on surviving. But we kind of fight so hard to survive and to provide for our kids because as a result of the black man's plight, making so many of our the fathers of our children not be there, that we have stepped up, yes, but somewhere along the way our innocence, our vitality, our grace and our womanly demeanor has gotten lost up in there. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of women out there who have made it, but my question is, is there joy? You know what I mean? Are you happy? You know, do you smile? You know, do you share with other young ladies you know what I mean, to give them a hand up or help up? Because if you're just working hard and providing for your family and you're not experiencing the abundant life that God has for you, you know, my thing is, how do we find that? You know, I've been on that search myself. And, you know, I've come a long way, but, you know, sometimes it still eludes us, this joy, this comfort, this security. You know, so many of us are single and alone, you know, and where does that security come from, you know? So that's just some of the things that me as a woman is just kind of exploring right now and trying to find and figure out, you know, for all black women, how do we, you know, live abundant lives, live full lives, not just work and grind and we making it lives.
I could dig that. Only thing I can say is it ain't easy. Check this out.
When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. Ask him to watch over my kids and my wife. It's perilous times that we're living in. He's about to come back. It's like all the youngsters want to do is rap and sell crack. Credit checks to get a job. I'm telling you, this ain't fair. Too many women carrying the load because baby daddy wasn't there. Nobody cared. Got her on wit. Let it make her late. She's just waiting on her benefits. EBT. T-bones and shrimp. $2 rent. Make sure she got enough to get a fit. She going out. Call herself looking for love. Always end up with her heart broke cause she looking in the club. Shorty like them thugs. You know them gangs fitting tight. You know them ones that wanna move in so they always spend the night. Her mama told her she better wake up, put some God in her life if she ever wanna get things right. It ain't easy. In fact it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones that judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. That homie just got out the pen. He did 10. Hit a lick with his partners. Then them suckers turned him in. Ain't no loyalty in these streets. Niggas is for they sales. And if you can't help yourself, then don't expect nobody else. He need a place to stay. But his mama smoke crack. His little brother play basketball. Good enough to get a contract, but he probably won't. That's just the way that it goes. He too busy being a knucklehead and howling at hoes. He's a statistic. He already got a number. Just came home in November. He gon' go back by the summer. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's what they do. Can't adapt to the free world and hook up with the crew. Here come the boys in blue. Now we through. Cause last time he went in was strike two. Nothing left to do. But pray get out. Hope he finds God inside and figures it out. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. My mama passed away. And I admit it was rough.
do myself for work like I hadn't been touched. Then my wife got sick. What am I to do? When life gets us down, I know all we got is you. So I fell to my knees and started asking for you to keep your grace upon us no matter what happens. I'm going through it. It ain't never been harder. Thinking about making the future for my daughters. They deserve to have the best, and I gotta provide. 9 to 5, can't get it done, homie. I'm out here on the grind. I'm an entrepreneur, trying to build it on my own. Build up my credit score, go out here and get me a loan. I got the vision, it just requires my faith. The provision comes through my father, so I patiently wait. I know it gotta get better, cause he said it would. And I'd be lying if I said that God ain't good.
It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones that catch us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard, ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones that catch us. We need God.
It ain't easy. It ain't easy out here in these streets, and for sure, we need God. It's winding down. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. We want to thank everybody that's tuned in from their phone, those that have been online listening. If you want to get something in before the show is over, you call us at 646-200-4945. We just had one of the Buddy Boy JM family members. I see them. They just hit that one button. We want to let them get in. What it do, JM Dre?
What's good, everybody? Just called to say hello and wish everybody a great day today.
Amen to that. Amen to that. How's your day going, brother?
Day's going pretty good. Thank you. Thank you. Like I say, just want to say what's up to the host. What's going on, big brothers, everybody that called in and that are listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Same to you.
For sure, man. Well, you know, we always appreciate when the fan bam calls in and checks out the show. You know what I'm saying? This is here for us, you know what I mean, to get a word and to get encouraged and to keep our heads held up high, knowing the greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So we always got a reason to have joy when we got God.
That's right. I agree with that. Thank you, man. I don't want to take too much time. I know the show's closed, and I just wanted to call in and wish everybody well.
Amen to that. We appreciate you, brother. Your faith is with ours, and all things are possible. We just to take it to the next dimension.
That's right. That's right. All right, everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Coke, one thing, man, about that, you know, that T.D. Jakes clip that, you know, we got into the other day. I was speaking. I'm trying to remember who I was talking with about it. But, you know, we were saying that I was like, man, 15 years, you know, and you have even longer experience, but for me, you know, 15 years, I see myself in the same place that I was in 2000 when I signed with Deep in the Game. I see myself around the same people, the same promoters, you know, the same venues with different names. And when I, you know, heard that T.D. Jakes clip, it just, you know, it's full circle, but now I'm in another dimension. Now we're in another dimension, and we're back around, you know, the same people, the same places, and what it used to take, my motivation in the game, it don't take all that no more. You feel me? Back then, I was trying to, you know, when I go to the shows, I'm trying to leave with 15 numbers so I can hook up with at least 10 of them, you know what I mean? And I had to, you know, had to go get the fresh fit, or I had to, you know, wanted to ride with G-Man on the 23s and pull up to the show like this. I wanted something different. Like, and now I'm here back in the same place, but I want something different. You know what I mean? So it allows me to navigate the same place from a different position and, you know, be able to survive and dive deep into this belly of this beast, homie, and come out with my brothers with their head up. You know what I mean? And it just that sermon did a lot, and how the Lord gave it to me this morning to play was just amazing. So, you know, his will always is done, and, you know, he makes a way to hear what we need to hear when we need to hear it.
Yeah, amen. I totally agree upon that, brother, and that's what it's about. It's a good show today. God bless everybody out there. You know, practice praying. You know, putting God first is everything you want to do, and encourage others. Once you start being infectious on you, encourage others to pray. First, you know, I mean, it's not like you have to know the scriptures all the way through, if you need to, go to the Word of God and build on one scripture. Some people build on one scripture for months and months and months. And, you know, because it takes a lifetime to read through that. And even through your lifetime, you still always find something new in the Word of God. So that's what it is, building a personal relationship. As we are conversating, God expects us to conversate with him the same way. Stop making it complex. That's all I can say. Don't make it complex. As we all like talking on Mafia platform, it's the same way we're supposed to talk to our Father. Our Heavenly Father understands, and he wants us to come to us with every supposedly bad problem or different other things, because the greater is he that is in you is eventually the one that's going to change you, and that's the Holy Spirit is just falling out on Sunday, being touched by Peter Popoff selling fake holy water. No, the Holy Spirit is the intelligent part of your spirit, because God give you discernment and certain spiritual gifts to help your life better and to help others better. And the name of it is if you do better, if you knew better, you always do better. So God bless everybody out there, and tune in next week on Mafia Platform. And it's something there where you can just keep it 100. It's not scripted. And we appreciate all the callers calling in. God bless you. May the Lord continue to have favor on you and your families. And that's what it's about. Going out with it, I'm blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to thank everybody. Like Coke just said, we appreciate you coming to this platform, dialing in, pressing that one button, and allowing, you know, your testimony to be encouraging to somebody who might be going through those same things. And like Cocaine just said, we are blessed. So it's only right that we end the show with this new release. Now on iTunes, if you want to go get it and play it in your car every morning on the way to work or when you're creasing your 501s, you know what I'm saying, and you just want to remind yourself that you're blessed, that record's on Buddy Boy Entertainment by Justified, and it's on iTunes right now. Y'all have a blessed rest of this holiday weekend. Don't drink and drive. Don't eat and go out to and keep God in your life. We out of here.
World West Media.
Pen in the pad, do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith, still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why it is like it is. Kids having kids, too many Brendas having babies. It's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me. How could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.